Well, how pleased and proud are you with that round, not on such a big occasion, to be one of the early clears?
Yes, thanks God. My horse, she did really well. She was really in good shape, and she was very cool. She gave me a good feeling, which will let me ride her with a lot of confidence. And she's really super careful horse, so if I ride her just good, then she will do all the job.
And what did you looked around the course, what did you think of it before, and did it all go far better than you expected, or how did you, what was your reaction?
Yes, honestly, when I walked the course, I saw the technical thing, I saw the trick in the course. The trick was he a little bit short the distance in the beginning of the course. After number seven, he opened the distance and he make the time short. So he let you, and then he opened all the way to this vertical number eight. You have to open your horse, and which is a lot of mistake happened there because the horse got lost. And then you have to again collect the last line. It was very short and technical and spooky combination. So you have to collect the horse again. So the trick was to it was with the time and the opening and then shorting the distance.
It was a good start yesterday for the Qatar team. What's the feeling in the camp now you've done clear? Presumably making that final 10 is very much on the cards.
We hope so. We still have two riders to go, so we cannot say anything now, but I hope for them they do well and we get in the final for the team.
And isn't the ultimate aim making sure you can get on the plane to Rio? Is that the thought process, or what's the ultimate aim this week?
Of course, it's the first goal to qualify for the Olympics, and we're still also fighting to do a good place here as well.